Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's the Isaiah Grass Show, wherever you are.
Hey, what's going on? This is your host, Isaiah Grass, introducing great media to people like you on The Isaiah Grass Show. Today's guest, we have one of the most recognized comedic influencers known for wearing wigs, their hilarious skits, and gaining over 7 million followers on social media. Please welcome Tony Talks. Tony, it is such a pleasure to talk with you. How does it feel to know that your videos have reached millions of people, making them laugh and escaping reality? And on top of that, being able to know that you've just created your first film called Boss Up the Musical. Man, that's got to make you feel so good about yourself, right?
Yeah, you know, it's such a humbling feeling, honestly, because you never realize how much being consistent or how far being consistent can take you. And I've always just focused on what I was doing next. So, you know, you do that so many times and you look back and you're like, oh, wow, I have a whole roster of like tons of videos. And now I have the pleasure of adding a movie to that too. So like you said, it's a humbling experience. And I'm super grateful to be able to, you know, be able to share all of my ideas with such a big audience.
And for our listeners out there that are just hearing about you today, can you share your journey from the humble beginnings, how you got started? Who inspired you to pursue this career, and how did you start to create content?
So in the beginning, you know, 5 billion years ago, it was me and one wig, you know what I'm saying? And I loved playing various characters, but I only had one wig. So I played multiple characters with that one wig. And I started on this dinosaur called Vine, and I was making these 5-second videos. And shortly when Vine decided to, you know, leave the earth, I was like, okay, I want to find a way to still push content, but I'm not sure where. So I went to Instagram, from Instagram, YouTube, and, you know, TikTok was introduced, but I did get big on Instagram first. And then it just started going from there all over the place. But yeah, I started expanding the characters, expanding the wigs. And I always told myself to find a way to advance all of my equipment. So then I went from my phone to a camera, lights, all that stuff. And then fast forward from there, I gained the courage to put it all into a movie.
Tony, you exuberate confidence in everything that you do, from your videos, your personality, and even your style. Have you always been this confident, or was this in the process of making to find your inner happiness and talent? Now, I know you were trained in the Words in Motion studio. Did this help you to become who you are, or were you always the outgoing, charismatic person that you are?
I pursued acting traditionally prior to social media, and I feel like every actor, you know, those skills of learning improv, learning how to step in the shoes of another person, builds on you. It builds on your personality. And I feel like that is what gave me confidence. However, you know, I still have insecurities like every other person. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, social media, along with just a lot of things, gives the image that, you know, I have no concerns, but, you know, I do. I like every other human. I just feel like with me, I know where the turn on switch and the turn off switch is. So I know how to show up where I need to show up and be who I need to be. But that doesn't mean that I don't encounter normal insecurities or anxious moments and all this and that. But acting, putting myself out there, social media has definitely been a part of just accepting who I am and learning how to show up in the world as myself.
And I think that's a great thing that you talk about, being yourself, because in this world right now, We all need a role model. And by creating content, you're giving everyone an outlet to be able to shine and show who they are. In fact, in your movie Boss Up the Musical, you play the character of Cassandra, a stuck-up, self-centered, and hard-to-handle boss who was fired and replaced by Larry. Now, Cassandra got fired, and there was a very powerful statement that she said, "You didn't lose the job. The job lost you." I personally feel so many people can relate to this message, as it's very common to hear from employees that they feel unappreciated, overworked, or ignored at jobs. And like Cassandra said, I'm a stapler, essential and always reliable.
You lost your job. Oh, no, honey, the job lost me.
Gather your things and vacate the property.
So I'm curious to know, Tony, before you started doing social media, what type of jobs did you do? Did you have a certain 9-to-5 job that related to the character of Cassandra? How many different jobs have you done throughout your career before your content creation really popped off?
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm not going to say I worked every job there is, but I worked at a lot of jobs, okay? From serving to fast food to Dillard's, CVS, what are those called? Department stores. I've worked at several jobs, and I think that was the foundation of my videos because I met so many personalities, whether it was employees or whether it was customers. I've met so many different personalities, and not only that, I met a few Cassandras. So I've worked with a few Cassandras. So, you know, finding motivation for her was not hard at all. So I feel like that really built up, all these characters that I play alongside, you know, the females in my family.
Wow. I would have never expected something like that. Thank you so much for sharing that. So our viewers know that even someone like you who has gone so viral and had many opportunities that you still started for humble beginnings. And I know that everyone will appreciate that because I feel like when you have an audience of people, they want to know that they can relate to you. Speaking of that, you grew up in a family of women with your mom and your three sisters. Did they have any impact of being able to choose the content for you, or were they your inspiration behind the different wigs and the different characters that you've made? Because let's be honest, you have so many different personalities, and that's what people love about you.
Well, creating the content, yes, that was all me. However, the ideas, yeah, you know, my family is just crazy. I mean, every family is crazy. You know, every family has their own things going on, and my family is no different. So half of their personalities are built into all these skits. You know, they'll deny it all the time. But, you know, no villain likes to see themselves on camera. So it's like, I literally, my sisters, my mom, grandma, aunts, all of that is into my content. And you know what's crazy? All of my videos are life experiences. However, they're just exaggerated.
I think it's really cool that they get to experience what they're seeing that you're creating, and they're a part of that whole journey. Because, you know, the people that are just watching your videos, your family actually knows what those are about. So that's got to be feeling very special to you to know that you have that very niche family and the support behind it. Now, does any of your family ever say to you, "Boy, you should not have posted that"? Or they're just like, "You know what? That's just Tony being Tony. Let him do what he does."
I feel like it's a little bit of both. I feel like, especially in the beginning, it was more so like, "What are you doing? Like, oh my gosh." You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like, "Oh, what is he creating?" But then after it's, you know, people started getting it and I started gaining supporters and all this other stuff, then it's just like, okay, that's just him. That's what he's going to do. If, you know, if we do something, just know that it may be in a video the following week.
You did such a great job on building a comical yet meaningful story with the film Boss Up the Musical. In fact, when Cassandra was talking about her mother, about not feeling good enough, pretty enough, or loved by others, it really made me think about mental health and how important it is to be able to share our feelings with other people and not keeping them bottled in. So with that being said, throughout your career, have you had any experiences where you felt like maybe you didn't have a good support system?
The thing with Cassandra is, you know, she got fired and she had to discover who she was without without her position, you know? And I say this all the time just because I feel like a lot of us are walking around as that. And I was too. I'm gonna just use me, but that was my struggle, is that I was walking around with my only title being a content creator, and that was it. You know what I'm saying? So that holds me, like, I don't want to use the word hostage. I feel like that's extreme, but I can't think of anything else at the moment. So that holds me hostage to these apps. It holds me hostage to an audience, to all of this. And I was like, okay, well, what am I if I didn't have, like, a place to post these videos? Or, like, what am I if I wasn't creating?
Now, Tony, when you were younger, were you the type of person that people would have expected to be this boisterous character like you are on camera? Or were you the shy person? Were you the popular person? Were you eccentric? Or maybe were you the type of person that your teacher would say, sit down, Tony, stop talking. Look, I can totally relate to that. So no judgment. I'm just curious to know.
So I was the shy kid. My family, I always went to school with my family. So no matter what grade I was in, it was either my older sister, my younger sister, or my cousins that were, we were all, like, I was at school with my family. So my family were the popular ones, while I was the shy kind of, I didn't really talk that much. Like, only time I did talk is if I was arguing with the teacher because I didn't like authority. So I didn't like being told what to do by people who was supposed to tell me what to do. And as a kid, that was the only reason my teachers was like, stop talking and all that stuff, is because I would kind of get smart with them and all that stuff. But past that, I didn't, you know, I wasn't the class clown. I was not any of that. It was just more so I made jokes with my friends, and then that was it. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't imagine me being where I am right now at this current, like, time period. I knew I was going to be more so an actor on television, but I didn't know that I would take, like, a social media route to get there.
So in your movie Boss Up the Musical, there's a lot of colors, there's a lot of choreography, and a lot of different characters. Can you tell me about that? How long did it take you to create this movie? Where was it filmed? And what was your favorite part as Cassandra, or what Tony enjoyed doing through this? Did you enjoy the music? Did you enjoy creating the set? Did you enjoy, you know, overall the whole storyline? What was your favorite part from it?
Well, I do want to give a shout out when it comes to all the colors. That was Drew Nicole, who was the wardrobe. We had one wardrobe stylist who styled everyone. And I thought that was a very powerful thing. She's a Black woman and she is just amazing. As for the choreography, that was RJ Nathaniel, and amazing guy as well. He was the creative director also. So to answer all those questions, so how long did it take to actually write the film? I would say, I don't know, because it started off as bullet points. And that was like a year ago, if I'm being honest with you. Like a year or two ago. And then to actually put that all on paper and put it all in a script, that only took me about a month. And then to make sure it was perfect, I gave it to the production company, and they kind of helped with fine-tuning different things to make it truly a production script, which I was so grateful for. To actually film the project, it took us a week and a half, and it was like 12-hour shoot days. So it was a long time. And and to edit it, I edited the entire film. That took, I would say, about 4 or 5 days. I love editing. So I was sitting in this house up to 4 o'clock in the morning every day messing with this project. So it literally was a passion project for me to do. In my favorite scene, I would say my favorite scene was the very end when I did the actual Boss Up musical number. That was my favorite scene. I think because that is when everything kind of tied together. I love the look that Drew put me in. And then not only that, I think we filmed that at like 2-3 in the morning. But I can say that it was just nice. It was colorful. I knew that was the closing scene, so the energy was where I needed it to be. It was just a good vibe.
Kudos to your entire team, the actors, the dancers, the stylists, the producers, and everyone involved. Now, I'm curious to know, when you were younger, were you the type of person that was also singing? Because I noticed in the movie Boss Up the Musical that there were some musical numbers, and I did see Cassandra, which is played as Tony Talks to You, that you were singing along. Have you had this hidden desire to be able to sing? Should we expect a new album from you, or how did this happen?
I can't complete this verse because I've got to go.
Okay, sorry.
T-O-N-Y. I'm coming home. T-O-N-Y. All this traffic, mom. T-O-N-Y. Get out the way. Get out the way. T-O-N-Y. I'm here.
You know, I am not a singer, okay? You are the singer, all right? I am not a singer. I enjoy singing a little tune. I enjoy auto-tune. I can keep a tune, yes, but... And just like I always say, I'm not a dancer either, but I like to dance. I thought I was a dancer until I got around dancers. Then I was like,
that's like,
yeah, I was like, wait a minute, this isn't for me. But right. I wanted to create a musical because yes, I love musicals. You know, I feel like people who can tell stories through music and acting are just some really awesome people. And then not only that, you can put a deep message that can be depressing and make it kind of fun with music, with dancing and all this and that. And I seen it for me. So I was just like, I'm going to create this. As a kid, I wasn't a part of musical. Like I was never in a musical as a kid. It was just something that I just wanted to do. And I'm a big guy of swimming every pool that you want to swim in. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fantastic opportunity right there.
Absolutely. And especially because this film, it was self-funded. So I felt like I was able to kind of do whatever I wanted without somebody saying like, no, you can't do this, or this doesn't fit your brand, or, you know, I don't care about any of that. I just genuinely wanted to sing a little bit, dance a little bit, and act a little bit. And why not, if I can afford to do it, create something big that includes all three.
So Tony, let's talk about that viral video that made you who you are today. In 2020, you released a video called Clock Out For Me, which was you pretending to cough in the office during, you know, the pandemic and everything that had happened. And it just really blew up. Millions of people watched it. Millions of people have shared it. How did you come up with the idea? How long did it take you to do? And were you shocked with the results of what happened next?
It's nothing. Clock I promise out. You, it's nothing. It's nothing. Out. It's nothing. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Clock
I'm okay.
Out.
Look.
Okay. Go ahead and clock out.
Look, see, look. I can breathe. I can breathe. Look.
Yeah. Go ahead and clock out for me.
Clock out. I'm okay.
Go ahead and clock out for me. Yeah. Just go home. You're hiding a cough. Clock out for me. Thank you, baby. Clock out for me. Clock out. Clock out for me. Clock out, baby. Thank you. Clock out. Thank you. Go home. Thank you.
I was working at CarMax, and
no way. Are you?
Yeah, I was selling cars.
So, you are such an interesting person.
Yeah, I was selling cars. But yeah, so that's when COVID started becoming truly like a thing. And, you know, of course, that affects that industry. So people were like kind of freaking out at my job. And then I forgot how I created Cassandra based off of what was going on there. Like, I forgot the specific story, but what I can say is that everyone was panicking at my job. And I usually, like, now I stray away from real life things, like real life kind of concerning topics in the world in my videos. But back
because it's really triggering.
Yeah, it can be really triggering. So I told myself, you know, don't talk about certain things. But back then, you know, no one's watching me. So I didn't really care. I was making videos prior to that.
Now, when you post content, do you have a mood board or something that tells you that says this is what I'm supposed to post today? Or is it just whenever you want? Does your team look at anything beforehand? Or are you following your gut instinct and saying like, this is what I want to do? Because everything that you post has been so entertaining and it's laughable and it's
everyone wants to share it. So I'm curious to know, how are you able to really understand which videos you should share, which one should stay in the draft? Because like a lot of us, you know, we make these videos and we feel like, oh, that's the one I want to share. But then sometimes you're like, you know, my intrusive thoughts better back down for a second because I shouldn't share this. So what about with you? Who tells you to post stuff and who tells you not to?
Sounds so cliche because you hear a lot of people who are like, yeah, no, I post just because, you know, I post because da da da, but they actually do care about whether it goes viral or not. And there is a small part in the back of my head that's like, I hope that this goes big and da 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 da. But I know I literally create what I want and I share it because honestly, my social media is my resume. I'm not posting for my audience. I'm posting for me and the audience is benefiting from it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where, like, for example, I know that on my page, so far, the most videos that get like a lot of like interactions and stuff like that is when I'm doing like these FaceTime call videos. I know that. I know if I make 5 billion of them, it'll probably boost the following and da 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 da. But there's more to me than just that. So I make those every now and then, but I make what I want to make. You know what I'm saying? And that keeps the mental where it needs to be. It keeps the heart where it needs to be. Keeps me genuine. You know what I'm saying? I genuinely just make what I want. And then as for my team, they don't get involved when it comes to how a video does and all this and that. And that's mainly because I set a boundary on that. It's like, I don't need no one to necessarily tell me what to create for someone to like. You know, if it's a brand and I'm working with a brand, then you know, I get that part. But if it's just my everyday content, that's truly made from up here and in my heart, and that's it. It's not made from other people's mouths.
Tony, I know you're a fan of the TV show Mad TV and Family Guy. If you had the chance to be on a comedy skit show or a cartoon, what character of Tony Talks would you be? And what wig would you wear? Because let's face it, each one of those wigs has its own personality. And if they gave you creative direction, where do you think the show would go?
That's a huge question. I don't... And this is why I love sketch comedy shows, because you can be anything in any episode. So like, it's not one specific, because I would bring them all. You know what I'm saying? Tony's a package deal. So it's like, I would bring me, I would bring Cassandra, I would bring so many different characters. And that's the beauty. Let me tell you this. That is the beauty of what I do, because Cassandra and probably like one or two other characters are the only ones that have names. I try my hardest not to name any of my characters. And here's the reason why. Because I've met a lot of different influencers, content creators who are stuck in their character. Like when you show up in the world or when you get casted in something, all you can play is just that, because that's what you're known for. So right. From the beginning, I made sure to try my hardest to not create repeating characters. I may wear the same wig, but that wig is going to be a whole different character.
Tony, speaking of all this, you posted a video called Belong in Any Room You Step In, which is a great message to embrace who you are and not be afraid of trying. So for all the people out there right now that are hearing this interview and they have dreams of their own, can you give them any type of positive advice or how to overcome any obstacles that maybe you faced or what they could be prepared to be a part of?
The quote that I go by now that I think a lot of people could benefit from is, no matter what room you walk into a room and you make it as colorful as you are. And you don't have to be a part of the community to fit within that saying. And the reason I say that is because we all walk around with these amazing colors in us, whether it's, and you don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be a singer or a dancer or whatever. Like, you know, you could be the best cashier in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things.
Absolutely. Where
you walk around with these flying colors. And I feel like if you want to make it in whatever industry you're in, You have to learn how to walk into any room and paint it with the colors that you possess. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the way to do that is walking into a room being authentic, learning how to do that. If you want to be a content creator and you're shy with being in front of the camera, pick up your phone and record yourself multiple times a day and don't post it. Just do it for you. You know what I'm saying? You'll just start tricking your brain into thinking, I look good in every angle. Or you know what I'm saying? Like one of those kind of things. And snap of a finger, you'll be where you want to be. But I always just say that, well, I just started saying the whole colorful thing. I learned that like a few days ago. But what I always tell people outside of that too is to always focus on the next thing. That's my biggest thing. Focus on the next video, the next song, the next painting, whatever. And then you do that so many times. I heard this from Will Smith, actually. You do that so many times, you look back and you realize, oh, dang, I done put out like 20,000 videos. Or dang, I put out 20 songs not even knowing it because I just focused on the next song I was making. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like if people understand those two things, you can go so far in life. And I'm still working on it. Like, I'm not a pro, but I know it enough to share with somebody else in hopes that they just get it like that.
Tony, like I've said, you've done so great and you've offered so much advice to be able to help people inspire themselves to follow their dreams. Because if you started at CarMax and you've gone to where you are now, the world is endless of opportunities. You have gained millions of followers. You've collaborated with tons of brands. And now you have your own film called Boss Up the Musical. What is next for Tony Talks?
As for brand deals, yeah, I literally just finished up a brand deal with Tinder, one with Duet. And I'm constantly working with Instagram, but we have something new that I'm doing. And then that's pretty much it. Other than that, I like more so personal projects.
And how do you come up with the idea of who you partner with in a video?
It all depends. You know, it's vibes. You know what I'm saying? It's vibes. It's energies. I mean, granted, my team will make it make sense when it comes to numbers. But like, I don't really care about that. Like if this person is hilarious or this person is just so talented and I really want to work with them, then it happens.
Tony, thank you so much for joining the Isaiah Grass Show and bringing laughter into the world. You're doing such a great job and so many people love watching your videos and escaping life and just laughing and enjoying what you do. So thank you for bringing that out there. It was so awesome to be able to get to know who you are on camera and off camera. Like I said, you're such a likable person. If you'd like to learn more about Tony Talks, be sure to follow him on social media and stay tuned for his interview on IGN PTV Network. If you'd like to schedule an interview or collaborate, please visit IsaiahGrass.com or follow me on social media at Isaiah G Music. I'm your host, Isaiah Grass, introducing great media to people like you. You're listening to the Isaiah Grass Show wherever you are. Talk to you later. Bye.